Hello people, welcome to the Slick Talk Show. I'm your host, Rich. And today we talk about football. Okay people, thank you very much for listening. Let me just start with this. We all know Premier League started last weekend. And right now, everybody's panicking. Especially in London. Tottenham fans are going crazy right now. Because they lost against Everton 1-0. This is just the first weekend. It's just first weekend, especially after what happened, you know, the COVID-19. Panic total. And some people are talking about, you know, sacking Mourinho. People talking about him being under pressure right now. People talking about asking Harry Kane to leave Tottenham. I tell you right now, I'm going to be frank with you. Just before the end of last season, obviously, once they started, you know, after the lockdown, I had one or two calls. You know, I was not happy about the way Mourinho came out, about the strategy, about some of his play, and his coaching style. I was just like, wow, what's going on? But you know what? There's a show at the moment on TV, especially on Amazon, you know, a documentary. It's called All or Nothing. That gives you an insight of what's going on inside the training facility at Tottenham. You talk about Mourinho, the player, and all that. And it's very interesting. I mean, if you haven't had a chance to go and watch, I'm not going to say much. You get a chance, just go and watch that. It's good. Gives you an insight of what's going on inside there. Obviously, with the player, with Mourinho, the way he's coaching, the way, you know, player approach him. It's just all the way around. It's good TV to watch. Now, after the weekend, I knew people would just go crazy, especially in London. But the reason why I'm talking about Tottenham today is I need to really know what are the expectations of Mourinho. I need to know exactly what Daniel Levy and Mourinho were talking about before signing that contract. Because I'm listening to Tottenham fan on Twitter, all those social media, they're going crazy right now. They don't like the way Mourinho is making them play football. You know, they're talking about the Pochettino type of football that used to be done back in the days before it got sacked. But I need to ask the Tottenham fan, when was the last time you guys won? Yes, you know, with that football, with Pochettino, it took you all the way to the Champions League final, but you know, you didn't win that. The reason why Mourinho is inside that building right now is because you need change. Something else needs to happen. There's been so many changes. There's been so many injuries at Tottenham. Right now, they're rebuilding. This is a rebuilding team right now. It's been hurt because of too many defeat. You know, it's been hurt because of not winning games. And especially after that Champions League loss. Mentally, it's hard to come back. Especially when you're close to pick up one of the best trophies in Europe and in the whole world. As a football player, you know, even when you're 12, 13, 14, 15, you dream about winning Champions League. When that doesn't happen, that can knock you at least for 2-3 seasons easily. And sometimes, let me tell you something, people, sometimes maybe it's best to start somewhere. What I mean by that, they maybe need some new player. You can see Eriksen. That's the reason why he left for Inter Milan. His head was not anymore at Tottenham. He wanted to start a new challenge. When you go through losses like that, for some people, you just want to move elsewhere. You just want to start a new, you want to turn the page. Start elsewhere from fresh. You don't want to think about that. Because every day you wake up, every day you take your car, you get to the training ground or you get to the locker, you just think about that game that you lost. And I think right now, most of those players, anybody who play at the Champions League final, I mean, they're still thinking about that. You can see, you can see that some of those players are thinking about that. I tell you right now, even Harry Kane, I think Harry Kane need to move out. He need to move on now. He need to leave Tottenham. He need to go elsewhere. He need to go elsewhere. Because right now, anything that happened with Pochettino, obviously with Champions League final, not winning that, is hurt. It is on everybody's mind. And I don't think that's Mourinho. I don't think that's... Right now, I have to be fair. This is not Mourinho's fault. But now, what I'm asking is, I need to know exactly what was the conversation between Daniel Levy and Mourinho. Because if Daniel Levy and Mourinho, after the discussion, if Mourinho told him, look, I'm going to bring you exactly the same football that Pochettino was playing before me, before him, then yeah, I can say, okay, go ahead and sack Mourinho. But from what I heard from Mourinho, especially last week, I mean, if you go and check, so I can't remember, but somebody asked him, I mean, one of the reporters was asking him, okay, what changed? They asked him, and I quote, what changed? He said, apart from my hair that changed, apart from the color of my hair that changed, I'm the same man, same principle. The way I go about my football is exactly the same. And you know what that means? That means Mourinho from the Chelsea, Mourinho from Inter Milan, Mourinho from Madrid, Mourinho from Manchester United, that's the Mourinho that the Tottenham have right now. He hasn't changed. He's not going to play you the Pep Guardiola football. He's not going to play you the Pochettino football. He's not going to play you that type of Spanish. No. You're going to play the Mourinho way. And you know how Mourinho talk about when you talk, you know exactly, you know, the mindset of Mourinho when we talk about football. It's all about being compact. If you want to attack, you attack as a team. When you need to defend, you need to defend as a team. This is Mourinho. This is the way he play football. He play not to lose football. Now, I'm not here to tell you if that's the right thing to do. I remember, I tell you right now, he was a Manchester United manager before he got sacked. He won Europa League. The football was not beautiful, but he won the Europa League with Manchester United. So really, you need to figure out what are your expectation. What exactly are you looking for to get from Mourinho? Do you want to win trophy? Or do you want to play football or beautiful football like the Spanish, you know, like whatever Pochettino or Henry Redknapp, any type, you know, anybody was there before Mourinho. What do you want? You need to tell me because I just don't know. I just don't know. I'm talking about you, Tottenham fan. I just need to know. You haven't won anything for so many years now. I can't even remember the last time you win something. You need to tell me exactly what are you looking for to get. Mourinho, we all know what type of game. He's a tactician. He's not playing to lose game. Mourinho does not like cricket score. He doesn't like that. He doesn't like 5-4, 6-5. No. Mourinho like 1-1, 1-0, or 0-0. He like that. I mean, go and check All or Nothing. That's the documentary about Tottenham. It's actually on Amazon. They drop some episodes every Sunday. I can't remember exactly when. But go and check. I don't want to say much. But it's nice to see. Exactly the way he talk about those players. He like his team to be organized. He like his team to be compact. He like his team to not lose possession. It's all about possession with Mourinho. Sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't happen. But I tell you right now, he's a tactician. He doesn't play, one of those, he doesn't play Spanish type of football where everything is open, you go back and forth. No, he doesn't give that green light to his midfield player to go up and down. No. You need to sit back, you need to relax, and you need to make sure you do your job just like everybody else. And everybody else has to defend. That's Mourinho way. That's Mourinho way. He's a tactical guy. He's no Pochettino. He's no Redknapp. You know, you go back and forth. You know, you go with those big scores, 6-5, 7-4. It's beautiful. I tell you right now, for me, as a Man U fan, when I watched Tottenham play back in the days, it's nice to see because you know there's going to be a lot of goals. But they're also going to concede a lot of goals. We all know that. But let me tell you something, that's not good for the coach. You can have a heart attack for that because it's hard. It's really, really difficult for a coach to see that. To see a defense taking, you know, taking 4 or 5 goals. That's not, it's, let me tell you something, it's beautiful, but it's not good for the coach. In the short term, it look good. In the long term, the coach will lose his job. That's just simple. I give you that. Pochettino did a great job. He did a really good job at Tottenham. But he's never won anything. Never. So Mourinho now inside that building is going to bring something else. You need to try something else. Just give him some time. Just be patient. Give him the time, obviously. Give him the time, first of all, to get some player in. There's a lot of injury at Tottenham. I mean, you can see. Every week, somebody's going down. And then they have to go and bring somebody else, basically, to next man up, basically. It's hard. Especially with somebody like Mourinho. He liked to have the first 11 at least playing 6-7 games in a row. So you know exactly what the jobs are. Right now, he hasn't really had the same player in, let's just say, 5, 6, 7 consecutive games. He hasn't got that. So you got to be patient. You got to be patient with the guy. You got to be patient with him. Now, let's go back to that game against Everton. That game against Everton was not a good look. I give you that. That was not a good look. But that's just the first week as well. You got to think about that. That's just the first week of the Premier League. Everton is not Aston Villa. Everton is not Norwich City. Everton is a good team. It's a really, really good team. And it's coached by a really, really excellent coach. You know, Carlo Ancelotti won Champions League. He won the Premier League. He's a really good coach as well. So this is not an easy game. This was not an easy game. Yes, Tottenham was not pressing. Yes, they was not pushing the ball quickly as they could. Yes, they could have done even better in terms of position of the ball and all that. I give you that. But at the same time, you know, that can go either way. They score one or two goals. They score one goal. They had one or two occasion opportunity where they could have scored. They score that. You know, we're talking about something different right here, right now. Honestly. Those things sometimes is all about moment. All about moment, situation and moment and all that. Anything can change. After that goal, I tell you right now, I can see clearly why Mourinho went out and say, you know, they were just lazy. Now, if I'm Mourinho, I don't know if I say that, you know, my player are lazy. That's very strong to say. Because some of those players, they've got family. You know what I mean? Like, you go home and then your wife or your friends start calling you lazy and all that. I mean, nobody like that. Those players, man, they make a lot of money. They don't like to be talked. They don't want nobody to talk to them about like that. Even the manager. They don't like that. I mean, it's funny because on All or Nothing, you should have seen Danny Rose, the way he was talking to Mourinho at the documentary. He's not playing for Tottenham just now, but all I'm saying is those guys, you know, they feel like, you know, this is a partnership. It's not like a manager. No, we partner. You are the manager, I'm a player, but we need to work together. That's how those young guys think now. So I thought that was a bit harsh for Mourinho to go out there and say they were lazy. But let's be honest, people, when you watch the game, no, you know, those Tottenham players, they're not pushing, they're not pressing. You know, there was no urgency, you know, to get the ball back and start to score. Even 5 or 6, 7 minutes left, you gotta press, you gotta make sure you gotta do something. You gotta do something. Now, is it down to the coach or is it down to the player? I think it's down to the player. The way I'm seeing that, it's down to the player. I feel like that defeat in the Champions League, that defeat in the Champions League against Liverpool is still on those players' mind. I believe that, people. I just believe that. I mean, for Eriksen, basically leave to go to Inter Milan, he was desperate to leave the club. I mean, we're talking about Tottenham here. He was desperate to leave the club. And I tell you right now, he's not the only one feeling like that. He's not the only one feeling like that. I think Harry Kane is maybe feeling the same thing. The reason why he's not talking is the captain. And who be a big story if Henry can come out and say he want to leave. And also he has a contract, so he can't really say much. He can't say too much unless there's one or two big clubs trying to get him. And we all know Daniel Levy is not messing about. You know, you can come up with whatever number you want. That would be tough to get Harry Kane out there if you don't pay a minimum of 100 or 200 million pounds to Daniel Levy. He's not messing about. He's not. So, yeah, I give you that. You know, they didn't play well. They didn't press. You know, there was no urgency about getting the ball back. You know, Everton could do, I mean, they were doing everything. They were passing the ball. They were moving the ball around. I mean, if you didn't know that was Everton, you would have thought that those are Spanish players. You would have thought those are Spanish players playing. Everton outrun them. They outspin them. They outscore them. You know, they were winning all the duel. You know, it was unbelievable the way Everton was playing. It was very much a tactical game. And this is why Mourinho came out and was like, oh, we were just lazy. We were just lazy. And he was not wrong. The way he said that, he was not wrong. But I thought maybe that's something to say, you know, in the locker room with the player, not on TV to everybody to listen. Sometimes as a manager, you need to be careful about how you put a message out there. Because what happened with the media, they run with those messages, they run with that, and players have to listen to that. They go home to the family and friends, and people start talking about that. By the time they come back and train with you, you can see people not listening to you anymore. And before you know that, you've got 3, 4, 5 players don't want to play with you again. This is how it works. This is easy. And remember, those pro players, they talk to each other. I mean, the last time he was manager, that was where? Manchester United. Those guys, when they meet into the different national team, they talk. They talk. Like, oh, how that guy is, you know, they talk. They badmouth you like crazy. This is what players do. They talk to each other. It's easy. They're all friends now. Those guys, they know each other. They go to the same party, you know, they've got same friends sometimes, you know, they talk. So today, those players, when you have to talk to them or you want to challenge them, you cannot do that on TV. And that's maybe the critic I will give to Mourinho. You have to go to the locker room and talk to the player. You got to say what you got to say, you know, on camera, but you have to be political. You have to say the right thing. You can give the message, you can send the same message, but using a different type of tone. You cannot say, oh, we were just lazy. I mean, you can't say that. Yeah, we can all see that. We can all see that. You're not the only one who saw that, Mourinho. We saw that. They didn't run. They were not pressing. We all saw that. But that's something that you need to take on a training ground and, you know, with the player and talk about that so that you're ready for the next game, because that's not going to be tough from now. That's not going to be tough, because now what's going to happen? The media is going to run that word for every single game that they lose. Oh, yes. And then before you know it, paf, you've got 2, 3, 4, 5 players don't want to play with you anymore. And then you see 1, 2, 3 players going all the way to the front office to ask you to get sacked. This is how those things work now. Easy. Those guys have power. Those guys have a lot of money now. They don't care. They don't care. And really, when I'm looking at Tottenham, people, when I'm looking at Tottenham, and you have to be realistic. I always say that to people, you need to understand the job. You need to understand your industry. In this football thing, especially in the Premier League, you need to spend money. You need to spend money, people. I mean, Tottenham, they've got a new stadium, yes. They've got a good manager, strong, successful manager, yes. But they don't like to spend money. I mean, I'm looking at Daniel Levy. He looked like one of those dudes. He want to sell before buying a player. This is his strategy. He doesn't go out there and buy a player just for the sake of it. No. I mean, look at Chelsea. I mean, Mourinho, I guess he's sitting at his office right now at Tottenham. He's watching Frank Lampard. I mean, he's like, whoa, I want to be sitting back again on my chair at Chelsea, because Lampard is getting players from everywhere. I mean, Chelsea, I would say that I want to know who's doing any transfer dealing at Chelsea. that person over there is the most valuable person in at Chelsea. I tell you right now, they know how to do deals at Chelsea. I don't care. You guys are saying, oh, Chelsea spent too much money. Yes, this is the industry. You have to spend money, especially in England at that league. This is tough. I mean, come on. You have the Manchester United. You have the Manchester City. You have the Arsenal. You have the Tottenham. You have to spend the money. And then after that, you need to go to the Champions League and play against Madrid, play against the Barcelona, play against the PSG. This is tough. You have to spend the money. And I'm looking at Tottenham. I'm like, I mean, yeah, they bought one or two players. I can't remember. One or two players. And they took a couple of loans there, out there. But actually, the last report is they're looking at Bale as well from Madrid, you know, to get over there. But they don't spend money. They don't spend money like that. And you have to. You have to. I mean, for so many years, you know, the fact that getting the Champions League was just good enough. Now it's time to win a trophy. And I think Mourinho can do, Mourinho is the guy. He's the guy. He's not going to give you the beautiful or the Spanish type of football, but I guarantee you, you give him time, he's going to give you at least a trophy. I think you have to be patient. You have to understand the person you have in front there. This is not a Spanish. We all know how Mourinho was successful. Daniel Levy understand that. Mourinho's successful years was at Porto, was at Chelsea, was at Inter de Milan. And we all know what type of football he used to play. Remember the type of player he used to have at Chelsea? The Drogba, the Lampard, the John Terry, the Makelele. Those guys are tough. Go back to Inter Milan, Samuel Eto'o, all those guys. Character, big, big, big character. What does he have right now? At Tottenham, Harry Kane, Dele Alli, who? Who else? I mean, come on. Who's big over there in Tottenham that you're looking at, you're like, oh God, oh yeah, I'm going to be scared now. Nobody. They've got nobody. I mean, Harry Kane is a leader, but he's a very quiet leader. He doesn't talk much. He doesn't talk much. And Harry Kane is what we call a very smooth player. He's a great player. Don't get me wrong. But he like to have the ball on his, you know, he like to have the ball on his feet there. You know what I mean? He doesn't go out there for fight to get the ball. No. It's very, very smooth. They like to get the ball on the floor, you know, make things happen very quick, get him the ball and then score. That's Harry Kane right there. You know, he doesn't do like a Drogba, jump up and down, fighting with defender, you know, getting into the face over and over and over. No. That's not Harry Kane game. He's very smooth. You know, he's, you know, when Harry Kane play, the way from the beginning to the end, you would probably think he hasn't touched the ball because he's clean. He doesn't jump. It's very smooth the way he plays football. I don't mind his football. I'm just saying this is not the type of striker that Mourinho usually have. You know, every time he was successful, go and check the striker that he used to have back in the day. Strong, powerful. You know, they fight. They're always ready to, I mean, this was Mourinho. I'll tell you right now, Harry Kane has to move on. He has to leave now. And I tell you something, maybe something that nobody's talking about. Mourinho would be happy if Harry Kane leave the club, because then it would then mean he can then start building from scratch completely. Because the pressure that Mourinho is having right now is because Harry Kane is still there. People believe that Harry Kane is more powerful than Mourinho at the moment. That's what they believe. They believe that if Harry Kane is not happy, Mourinho will be out of that place. But I tell you right now, if somebody can come out and say Manchester, any of those Manchester team or Chelsea, somebody can come out and give the money to Daniel Levy to get Harry Kane, I think Mourinho will be happy, because that will be one person, one big personality out of his way right now. Now he can start building. Now he can bring people he really, really want to see. But the problem that Mourinho also have is Daniel Levy do not spend over the limit. It just doesn't spend like that. It doesn't do that. It doesn't do that. We all know it doesn't do that. It doesn't spend like that. It doesn't spend like a Chelsea. It doesn't spend like a Manchester United or Man City. It doesn't do that. is very much a calculated guy. You know, when he spend, he can only spend when he's, you know, if he can sell one player, then he can go out there and buy some player. And he always, always try to buy cheap. We all know that. Daniel Levy like to buy cheap. And when he decide to sell, he want to sell at the highest level, you know, highest value. So, it's a difficult situation. I mean, Mourinho's been to where? He's been to Chelsea where, you know, he will just say, okay, I want this. He will get that. He go to Manchester, I want this. He will get that. Go to Madrid, I want this. He will get that. Inter Milan, that was the same thing. At Tottenham, different ball game over there, people. They don't spend money over there. But they want to talk like they spend money. No, you've got a beautiful stadium, nice stadium, yes. Good manager, yes. But your ambition, you have to lower your ambition, people. Those expectations are too high. Those expectations are too high right now. I think you need to start looking at the Carling Cup, FA Cup, and maybe after that, maybe start talking about the league. Because right now, I'm saying, and I'm not joking, people, I'm not joking, they still have, you know, still they're all thinking about, you know, the Champions League loss against Liverpool. They're still on people's mind over there. They need to rebuild the whole team. It's not working. It's not working. And that's not Mourinho's fault. Right there, I'll tell you right now, that's not Mourinho's fault at all. So, I need to know. Somebody need to call me. Somebody need to tell me exactly what are those expectations from Tottenham fan. Because I just don't get that. I just don't get that. And this is just week one. This is just week one. I mean, can we just get at least until December and decide if Mourinho need to leave the place? At least? Or January? I mean, give the guy a couple months here. Then we can come back and talk about maybe firing Mourinho again. But until then, people, that's too early. That's too early. But yes, a lot of work need to be done behind the scene. But that's too early. Okay, people. Thank you very much for listening to the Sick Talk Show. Stay tuned. I'll speak to you again tomorrow. Thank you then. Bye.